You've heard it your entire life, separation of church and state. It's treated as obvious and necessary, even unquestionable. Who in their right mind would be in favor of getting rid of separation of church and state? In the modern world, we are told that the government should be neutral, that it shouldn't favor any religion, that faith should be private and public life secular. But what if I told you there is no such thing as separation of church and state? At least not in the sense that no one belief system rules and there are no gatekeepers for that belief system. No society is neutral. Every law reflects a moral belief. Every system is built on some idea of right and wrong. So the real question isn't whether our government is ruled by a belief system. It's which belief system rules it. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. This channel has been demonetized, and while the ad revenue wasn't much, it did cover the cost of making these videos. So if you have found these videos helpful, please consider supporting this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Patrice, Omaha Mommy, SSPXer Forever, Gail M., Randy Kaiser, and Patty Yearly. And new paid subscriber on Substack, we have Richard Corwin III. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X, and watch my videos on BitChute, Rumble, and follow me on Substack. The idea of separation of church and state sounds like it creates a neutral space, a place where all ideas are welcome. But this neutrality is an illusion. Over the last several decades, Christians have seen their values systematically purged from civil law. No-fault divorce, legalized Moloch worship, decency boards and entertainment disbanded, and of course, rainbow marriage and beyond. If government says we will not recognize any religion, it means that religious truth has no authority in public life, and that is itself a belief about reality. Historically, every civilization has been built around a worldview, a ruling belief system, and an ultimate authority. In Christendom, that authority was Christ. Today, it's something else. Call it individual freedom, human rights, equality, progress, but its original name is liberty. And it functions the same way religion always has. It defines morality, shapes law, and tells people what is good and what is evil. It even has an idol to worship, the Statue of Liberty, which is a statue of the Roman goddess Libertas. Because religion will rule, even if that religion claims to be no religion at all. Look at the public school system. If no one religion can be taught in public schools, if all forms of creationism are banned, then naturalism, agnosticism, and even atheism automatically rule. Why? Because of individual rights. And the rights of God get tossed aside. When people say separation of church and state, what that really means is that the church should have no authority over public life. But that doesn't remove religion from society. It replaces it. Instead of Christ being king, the state becomes supreme. Or the individual does. Either way, something takes the place that God once held. This has real consequences. Because if the state is not subject to a higher authority, then its power has no limits. And if morality is not grounded in truth, then laws become whatever those in power decide. People object to monarchy because they believe it represents ultimate authority, but no medieval king had the audacity to believe that he had the power to redefine marriage or gender. Modern society is constantly shifting. What was wrong yesterday becomes acceptable today because the only fixed standard is the individual's rights. So are you saying the church should control the government? Not necessarily. That's not what Christendom was. Christendom recognized two authorities, the church and the state, each with its own roles, both under God. The state governed temporal matters, the church governed spiritual truth, and the state was not free to contradict that truth because it was subject to the church's oversight. Today, we do not have separation of church and state. We have separation of state from Christianity, but not from belief, because modern governments still enforce moral views, just without acknowledging where those views come from. And often those views directly contradict the faith. And so now we have an inversion. Rather than the state being subject to the church, as it should be, the churches are subject to the state. They have to be careful what they say or they will lose tax-exempt status. They were told to shut their doors during the pandemic. The state wants to pass laws that would force priests to break the seal of confession. And in some Western countries, parts of the Bible cannot be read out loud in public. But the state doesn't take sides, right? When people defend separation of church and state, what they're really defending is a different version of authority, someone other than the church, which ultimately means Satan. If it's not Jesus, it's Satan. Jesus makes that clear. Once you understand this, you start to see the modern world differently. You realize that what we call neutral is actually a system with its own beliefs. Why am I bringing this up? To try and wake people up. Is Christianity the true religion? Then it should rule, not individualism. Is Catholicism the truth? Then the church should have oversight. Why? Because error has no rights before God. Christians have been shamed into believing that we shouldn't impose our beliefs on others. But aren't they doing that to us? And no, this is not an abuse. It's the natural progression of liberty. What we call separation of church and state is not neutrality at all. It is the replacement of one authority over another, because no society can live without a highest authority, and that authority will always shape law, morality, and culture, and impose them on others. If someone is going to rule and impose their beliefs on everyone else, it might as well be the truth. Catholicism. That's why separation of church and state was condemned by the Catholic Church, because it and it alone has the right to teach and form society. Christ said, "All power and authority has been given to me, not some are given to me and some to the state." The rights of the church override the rights of the state and, yes, the individual. If you want to understand the world you're living in and why it's in the shape it's in, you have to stop accepting its assumptions without question. The modern world is not the absence of belief. It is the rule of a different one. One that claims to be tolerant, indifferent, and unbiased, but in reality demands absolute obedience. Until my next video, God bless.